Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Speech Impediment Show. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. And we are glad to have you here today. Those that are listening, it is an off day for us. Normally, we're on Wednesdays and Fridays, but today, this week, it's going to be Tuesday and Friday. And we hope to be getting to our God bless you, Neil.
I could stop it, but some things are unstoppable.
Okay. Wow. Okay. We are hopefully going to be getting to our topic, which we've been trying to discuss for the last, 2 weeks now. But we've been inundated with callers, which is good, too. But exit and entry difficulties in the astral realm is what we've been trying to discuss.
We seem to have a trouble with the entrance.
Well, you have no problem with the exit, at least of your sneeze. So,
yeah.
But we do have a caller in the queue. So, excuse me.
Yeah, we take callers first over topic. Maybe we shouldn't.
We used to not. I mean, we originally started the show with a topic, and we're pretty stuck on that idea. But we would lose a lot of callers, too. And really, our goal is to assist people first. And hopefully our conversations are going to help people, but but the most dire need seems to be the counsel that's provided in the reading. So that's what we do. We invite everybody to follow us here on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook and Twitter. Our call-in number is 914-338-0164, and I guess we should bring on a caller. Let's bring this person on. Hello. 509.
Hello. Oh, hi. Hi, this is Mindy. How are you guys?
Hi, Mindy. How are you?
I'm good. I was wondering if you could give me some insight on, I have a trial coming up, I guess, or I'm in the middle of a trial, I should say, and for custody of my kids. So
okay. Trial of custody of your children. Go on. Keep talking.
Yes. I'm sorry.
You can. You're curious how it's going to go, I'm sure. Why you're calling the show?
Yeah.
All right. Can we get your birth date and location, Mindy?
Sure. It's my birth date is 12/9/77, and my location is Pasco, Washington.
Okay.
Was it 12?
12/9/77.
Pasco, Washington. Did she say 09?
She said, she didn't say 09.
Pasco, Washington.
She said 12/9/1977.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't have to correct anything. 11/12/22. 22/14. You know, sometimes people will add a zero where it doesn't belong, so we usually tell them don't do that, but you didn't, so everything is fine. Interesting. Your karmic your master number happens to be your day of birth, 9. You're 36/9/1977 is your year, so let's just quickly calculate here.
Okay.
I'm sorry, we're 2013. There would have been a change, so... What happened in 2013, real quick, Mindy, before we get to your question?
I lost custody of my children.
So that pertains directly to your question today. The change that occurred at the time you were 36, that was your karmic change in your life. The age you reached 36, which is the your master number when you add up, or your karmic number from which your master number is derived. So when you add up all the numbers in your birthday, they equal 36. So you lost custody for the first time that year. How many kids do you have?
I have two.
Yeah. So that's what I wrote down. So you have two kids. What sex are they? I'm not going to guess, but
they're both females.
They're females.
Mhm.
And you lost custody. So tell us a little bit about 2013.
Well, I was living with a man that I was not attracted to, and he began cornering me and making me feel like I had to be with him or he was going to kick us out. And so he would we were all in a fight with another girl who we had all grown up with, and I decided to let go of the hate, and I told them that I wanted to not participate in the pancake social anymore with her, and it was just hurting our souls and we needed to move on. And that was on September 27th, and then on October 3rd they went into his attorney's office because I was trying to move, and so I put in a notice of relocation. So my roommate had the attorney's address and phone number from being served the first time on the 18th of September. And on the 27th, I told them that I needed to let it go, and so they got mad at me. And then on October 3rd, they went in and wrote declarations with his attorney against me, which was the reason for the removal of my kids, him and another girl that I grew up with from Othello. So
at this point, I mean, have you had custody at all? Has custody been restored to you in any form since 2013?
I did. Well, what they did is they reversed the parenting plan. And so I got every other weekend visit and then a month in the summer and visitation. But then just recently, I just found some things on my daughter's phone that were so disturbing, and the father's not working with me on them. And they were suggestive of the father doing something to her. So I went to the school and questioned her, and she flipped out and she said she was afraid of going home that day. She was scared of her dad. There was abuse going on. She wouldn't tell me why those searches were happening, premenstrual even, when she was 12. And so I was very concerned, and the father has done everything to keep me out of her phone, to not be a parent and not give her guidance, not address the matter, not put her in counseling. And I've tried to do everything. And so that to me tells me that he's doing something to those kids that he doesn't want found out.
So I went and kept
my other daughter, and they ended up restraining me from my children based on this whole thing.
They restrained you from your kids. So now you don't have any custody at all?
Yeah. Well, I get supervised visits once a week for $120. I get to see them for 3 hours if I have the money, but we're in trial right now for it. And, I was just trying to bring this to the court's attention so somebody would address it, because it was an issue, and I got restrained from my kids because his sister-in-law is an attorney, and she's very well networked all the way up to the Bar Association. I can't even get legal help because there's a note in my file. So I've made an appointment with the Attorney General, hopefully to have a meeting and address this issue. But meanwhile, my children, Stacey, is suffering.
Yeah. Can we get the birth dates? I don't know if you know the birth date of your attorney sister-in-law or ex-sister-in-law. It would be interesting, but definitely your husband or your ex-husband. What's his birth date?
His is 215 of 76. His is 215 of 76.
7/8/18.
What is
it? 215/76. So he's a 31/4. Yep. And do you know hers by any chance?
I don't have a clue.
What about your daughters? That's okay.
Okay, my oldest daughter, the one I'm having problems with, 11/22/2004 or 04. I'm sorry.
Okay. And then
the younger one, 1/23/07.
2007. Okay. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 3. The oldest is a 12-3, which, interesting, happens to be the first three numbers of the youngest daughter's birth date, 12-3. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, plus she's a 15 equals 6. And together they're all 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Did I do that right? 9, 13, 18. And 18, 9. 18, 9. Okay. And so you're meeting with the Attorney General when?
Well, I set up an appointment yesterday to meet with him on Friday this week. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but I tried, or Thursday, I'm sorry, not Friday.
You know, and they all become an 18-9, which happens to be her master number and her day of birth. So obviously this is, you know, impacting you massively, and you're trying to restore the balance in the family and make sure that your kids are safe. You know,
Absolutely. Just real quickly,
anything that would have made you suspect of abuse? I mean, was your husband, anything that you saw in the marriage that would characterize him as someone who would sexually abuse your daughter? Children?
Yes, there were a few things. He was diagnosed with schizophrenia and bipolar disorder, and he had some really quirky and odd behaviors. And I would catch him in the middle of these. I would come over, and he'd be, you know, he'd have some guy bringing him roses and stuff, and just making weird sounds with his mouth, and just weird. And his friend, even his friend, has seen him, you know, acting sexually peculiar, and so he. He thinks that he did something to the kids. I mean, I don't know.
And
I feel like he's reverting now because he just lost his girlfriend of 8 years, and she balanced him out, and now she's gone, and he's trying to re-identify himself, and I feel like these things are coming out in him because he doesn't know who he is.
Well, were you married or just boyfriend and girlfriend?
We were just boyfriend and girlfriend for 6 years.
He's got all these problems. What your actions that where you lost custody?
I only had kids with him because I never thought in a million years that a judge would ever take my kids away. That, I mean, like, really, that was ultimately a selfish thing, but I had kids with him because I knew how much he missed his other daughter. He wasn't allowed to be around her. He still has to have supervised visits with the other one. And I don't know how he ended up with full custody. I mean, I really don't. He's got a criminal history, and I just don't have anything in comparison.
But weren't you telling us earlier, though, that there was a problem with the roommate, and that ultimately led to you having only supervised visits every other weekend?
Right.
I don't understand.
Yeah, well, it was a prescription. It was a prescription that I was on. My doctor had me on a prescription, and so the courts didn't like my prescription, so they're penalizing me for that.
What were you on? I mean, may we ask?
Desoxin and Adderall. I was on Desoxin and Adderall.
I thought you were going to say Adderall.
And they thought that because of the intensity of prescription.
Well, yeah, are you diagnosed with attention deficit or something?
Yeah, an attentive type, yeah.
So.
And because she has this medication.
I don't pay attention.
Because it's a, I mean, it's a high-scheduled drug.
It's a class.
Are you still on it?
No, I'm not on it anymore, no. My doctor took the stand when I lost custody and said I need to have it because it's how I function.
Do you have legal counsel representation, or are you just?
No, she's got me barred from any sort of resource I could possibly think of. She's got me barred from every place I've called. There's a note in my file saying they can't help me. They can't tell me why. That's why I made an appointment with the Attorney General for Thursday.
Okay.
No
problem. Now listen closely. Your children, their massive numbers of your children are 3 and 6. And that happens to be your karmic number, 36. So your karmic number is 36 equals 9, 36. Your children's master numbers are 3 and 6, the same as your karmic number.
And then they all become a 9.
And right now you're going to be turning 42 this December. Now that's a multiple. No, that is not a multiple of 9.
It is not a multiple.
It's a multiple of 6. We got some talk. Okay, so what you meeting the Attorney General? Would you have a scheduled appointment?
I scheduled one for Thursday at 3 o'clock.
Thursday, the 18th, which is good, at 3 o'clock, which is good. So 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, that's good. You have a good date for the Attorney General.
But I'm pending his approval on that. I don't know that he's going to be able to meet me. I scheduled it on the internet, and if there's a conflict in his schedule, he'll let me know.
Well, let's hope there isn't. Well, that energy doesn't. I don't know. I can't automatically just predict that, but what we'll put out energy that there is a meeting. What time is it scheduled for?
3 o'clock.
Okay. Well, the day and the number and the time, it works in your favor. What we got to do is make sure that it processes it through on an energy level, and he looks into this and at least considers that you need legal counsel and you're entitled to it. And that's where I think we're going. You got a mess ahead of you, but to have joint, what you're trying to get to is joint custody.
Well, you don't want joint custody. Who doesn't want joint custody if her children are being sexually abused?
Well, right now, she doesn't even have custody.
I know.
So to exchange it over, you've got a long journey because you have to prove these things, and it's a mess. You're in a mess. But here's the thing.
Yeah, and she's representing him. What's crazy is they've allowed her to represent him, and I tried to enter an objection of appearance.
You mean
his sister-in-law, and I. So I put in an objection of appearance.
And
he allowed it.
And so, you know, the other thing is, I mean, when you're meeting with the Attorney General, I would probably seek a court-ordered counseling for your daughters, because if they court-order counseling, it's possible that this sexual abuse will be uncovered by the therapist, and that will help speed your case up. And ultimately,
the problem with that is that she's networked with every single attorney around here, and so I even had the best attorney hired, and she would not advocate for me. I said, Pat, if you can't show up to court and get my children back, I don't have a need for you. She goes, you're never going to get your children back. And I said, well, then you're fired, because I need you to, you think his attorney ever said that one time when he came and took my kids away? That's ridiculous. So I can't get an attorney around here that's going to be that's unbiased.
Mindy, a big mess, but I'm going to ask you a few questions energetically. To where, because prediction-wise, it doesn't look good, but I'm going to ask you a few questions around, to go around the corner to maybe improve this situation. Who in your background is born in the months of September?
Born in September? I can't think of anybody off bat.
Okay, as you're thinking it over, did anyone who in your background was ever interested in fishing or had a boat? Just think back.
Cecil? He wasn't born in September.
It's a separate question from the September. So you had someone interested in a boat? Cecil?
Yeah, but he's my ex, and he's not.
It doesn't matter.
No.
It's anywhere in history.
Don't try to read into where we're going. Don't comment on where we're going. Just answer the questions.
Okay.
Cecil is your ex.
He's my ex. Yeah.
Okay. And he was a boat fisherman or something.
How far did he go into boat fishing? Did he have a boat, or did he just love fishing?
He had just bought a boat when I was with him. It was his dream. He got a boat, and
okay. What do you know his birth date?
4/2 of 69.
Okay, so there is a 9 in there, and there's a 4 and 2 in there, which is going to be your year. I think okay, here's my conclusion quickly.
Wait, 42 year. Oh, you mean how old she's going to be.
Yeah, it's
going to
be 42. 6, 16, 26. He's a 31, 4.
Which is the same as the X.
It's the same as the X. So the X and him are the same master number. They're the same master number. Now, we're psychically on a good track right now to get you out of your mess, because if we just look at physical line of action, you're not in good shape. You're in bad shape.
Right.
But if we go to a mystical place and try to figure out the karma of what's going on, why it came to this place by the soul and the spirit, then maybe we can alter something. And that's where I'm going. So when we get these validations, fishing boat, fishing, Cecil, what's Cecil's birthday? You give me his birth date. It's going to be the month and days is going to be your age coming up. There's a 9 in his year. Then his master number and karma, his master number is the same as
and karma
the
number
X
same.
That you have custody battle with. And it's not only the same master number 4, but it's made up of the same karmic number 31. So now we found a line of energy that is beyond the physical plane, because nothing's working on the physical plane, as you can see. What you need is something that's working between the lines of reality, our current reality. You need karmic help. And we just went deep and found the layer where there's substance and validation. Now, we don't have to comment about Cecil or how bad he was or whatever he did. All we have to do is find these validations. We'll unscramble the meanings later, but we first need to find the pieces. It's like a fossil. We need to find evidence. So detective-wise, we just found a knife that had blood on it and some hair. Now that's what we found. We don't know who the murderer is yet, but we found that. That's kind of the Cecil theme. Was your father alcoholic or abusive, your own father?
Emotionally, he's detached, not abusive. He's a really, good person, ultimately.
Okay, why am I getting emotional? Who is alcohol and abusive? Who's that? Alcohol and abusive.
My mother. She was abusive and alcoholic with my grandfather.
Okay, so just switch it over. Forget your father. The zone, we just moved over a little bit, altered it. It's the mother. Okay, so the mother zone. So part of your karma, you see, you came into the world with karma. And that karma was established where the setup and the stage had to do with your mother, and I guess your father, and Cecil. Those were karmic elements. And also, what's this guy's first name, your ex? Just first name.
Joseph.
Okay, and then Joseph. So all this is karmic element, not to mention you having kids. I mean, you're saying you had kids. You're giving us an earthly explanation, but that's irrelevant. We're looking for the psychic information that why you brought these kids in and what kind of karma you have to deal with. You have a 29, you have a 2-9 in your month and day, which is always 29s and 11s, not good.
But, you know, the daughter that's making the claims of sexual abuse, 11-22, which is also, you know, in the theme of 11-22 is the doubling of 11, so it's not.
Yeah, I mean, you know what we've established is that karmically, you're not in a position that you weren't supposed to be in. In other words, according to karma, you're where you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be in this mess. What we're trying to figure out is how we can alter it.
Well, I mean,
Who had a who was involved in clothing, fashion? Who likes clothes? I don't care how much you generalize it. Just give me a name.
Of a family member or a friend,
or yourself. I mean, if it applies to you,
doesn't matter.
Not me so much anymore. I don't really care anymore.
Somebody who likes clothes, who even played with the idea of designing clothes or making clothes or was talented with clothes.
I've got a friend who's a designer in New York. That's it.
First name.
Joshua.
All these
biblical names, exactly. exactly what I
Joseph
was thinking.
Joshua. you need to find an attorney named Moses.
No, I think Abraham might be better.
Shit,
we're
Do
joking.
You think God could send him back from the dead and make him raise for 3 days?
Okay, good.
Well, you know, stupid. According to the fishing in the boat, he did part the Red Sea. Okay, and he was found. He was cradled going down the Nile.
Okay.
Now, where? Who do you know that ever went to Alaska?
My kids just went last summer during my time with them. He put them on a plane and sent them off by themselves for a month.
Okay. I know I'm cutting you off, but that's the way it has to work right now. Do you see how these validations are coming?
He does it to me too. Don't worry.
That's
Mindy,
okay.
Is this Mark or Mindy?
I bet you get that a lot.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
so,
and my uncle's name is Mark, actually. That's so funny.
Yeah, well,
Mark,
that,
another biblical name.
Yeah, I'm going to take
is there any,
credit
is
for
there,
that.
Is there any Michael in the mix here?
Oh, my gosh, that's crazy. My other uncle is Michael.
Yeah, I wrote down a Michael, so I thought
See,
Michael was.
You called the right people.
Wow.
We're schizophrenics,
that's crazy.
Too, by the way. We hear voices.
We're not on Adderall, but.
We have to have some levity. We have to have some levity because we don't find something to be lied about. We're all going to sit here depressed and looking at this and no, we got to figure out how to get you out of this mess. So you see how the validations are going on? You see how we're getting validations?
Yeah.
That is just not for fun. Those validations are tapping into some kind of karmic story. And when we tap it, this information comes out, but it means that we're tapping something. We're trying to figure out what happened in another lifetime to bring you to this mess to see if we can alter it. So who had problems with their teeth? They needed braces. They had correction for teeth. Who's that?
Oh, my goodness. I have no idea. And I'm a dental assistant. I mean, I was.
That's it. So that's
Don't worry.
And you're learning how to work with the validation. You're a dental assistant.
See, you're a dental assistant, so that's the braces and the teeth brought in your job. That's
even though probably she does put braces on people. I don't know if you work in orthodontist office.
It doesn't matter.
I was in the lab. I loved the lab part of it. I didn't really like so much being in mouths, but I like to create the teeth, and I like to do that. In fact, I do my own filling.
So there you go.
So Mindy, here's how.
But I used to got out of that field because of the corruption of the unethical doctors. I couldn't handle it. Every single one has made choices in front of me, and I don't have a mouth. I have a mouthpiece on me that gets me in trouble.
Real briefly, what is the main corruption that dentists commit?
Well, just, extracting teeth when they don't need to, not preserving, the balance of health for people. And, when they're more driven by money than people's health,
I thought the extraction of teeth was cheaper than trying to save a tooth.
Well, it's cheaper, but I mean, really, we need our teeth to chew food. And if we don't chew food, we get, issues.
And also the extraction leads to replacing the tooth, usually. If someone who extracts a tooth generally is going to get it replaced, and that generates more money. But, dentists
so you
have
see
their...
what we're doing. We got to move on to what we're doing. We made enough – listen closely, Mindy. We made enough validation here today to start to tweak things. So hopefully you'll talk to the Attorney General on Thursday and things will start rolling in your favor. What we've done in the radio show is we've tried to move things in your favor by finding psychic connections. We have done that. Now the next stage will be to find out what happens with the Attorney General, and then you can give us a call back and we'll go from there.
Yeah, please call us back.
See, and there was also a word that, because my sister was murdered in 2010, and some people have said that it's my kids' father that did it.
Really?
Crime station.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got so much crap.
No. I'm just trying to say that there's more to.
No, you're just trying to. I understand. Trying to, strengthen the case against the, and help us understand what kind of person this is.
We understand your problems, and probably we haven't even touched on all of them. But we get that. What I'm saying is that we've got to wait till Thursday. From the work we've done, given the amount of time we have to spend on each caller, the work we've done has established something psychically to maybe we've made some movement. From there, we have to wait to see what happens Thursday, get a read on that, and then call us back.
Call us back on Friday. We're back on the air. Normally, we're on Wednesdays. You may have heard me say that at the beginning of the show. Call us Friday. You should follow us on Facebook. It'd help us if we got a look at you and maybe your kids. And that can also enhance the work that we'll be doing on your behalf while we're off air, because we do that for all our callers.
This is promising.
Okay.
The psychic validations are promising, Mindy, but we can't. This is too much of a mess to solve in 10 minutes. But it's promising when we start.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay, Mindy. Good luck.
Thank you so much, you guys. I will definitely call you back Friday. What time are you on Friday?
We're on 9 a.m. Pacific. So,
yeah, and follow us.
Follow us. Yeah, join us on Facebook. We have a page, Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour, and our personal page. If you send us a friend request, then we can see you. And like I said, it will help, it will help enhance what we're doing behind the scenes.
Okay, perfect.
And if we could see a picture of your ex-husband, it would be good.
Yeah, whatever you want to share with us.
You can email.
You
can email, and I can give you my private email address, because we want to help. You know, we're here to help.
Okay. I'll just go ahead and find you on Facebook and request your email, because I don't keep any pictures of him.
No problem. I'll just give that to you.
Yeah.
Okay, Mindy.
Perfect.
Okay, take good care.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys. God bless you guys so much. Thank you.
Thank you so much. God bless you, too.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. Bye. And your family. Okay. 262, are you to speak with us? We know who this is. If you would like to speak with us, raise your hand. We're going to take 805 right now. Hello.
Oh, thank you. Hi, this is Donna.
How are you?
Hi. I'm great. Thank you. Just, really taking care of myself and exercising and watching what I eat and meditating. And I don't know, it feels good when you take care of yourself. I think that's so important.
It is. And you had a lot of trips that were going on. You were looking to meet somebody, if I'm remembering the last time we spoke.
Yeah, I haven't met anybody, but I'm still okay with that. I'm just happy with myself. And I think that's your primary relationship anyway. So, I'm not stressing out about it. I think it'll happen if it's meant to be. I have a question. I do my meditation every morning for 30, 40 minutes, and I've been doing this for years. And now I'm becoming very intuitive. And all of a sudden, a message came through, and it filled me up with such love and lightness and gratitude. It was unbelievable, and I felt it in the heart area. And then my whole body encompassed the message. And the message was, it's coming soon. And then about a week ago, I was just sitting silently with my eyes closed, and I heard it again. It's coming soon. So I wanted to know what's coming, if you can pick up on it. Oh, gosh.
It sounds like it.
Don't make a joke. No, what?
Yeah, really,
no. I get
what? It's coming. Isn't it Stephen King?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It's coming soon.
Donna, what remind us of your birth date again? She's in.
It's April 22nd, 1954. Coming
1954. Up. Yeah, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 18.
That's
27, 9. Yeah, she's a 9. I remembered.
Yeah.
I remember your mass number, but I didn't remember the birth date, so I apologize. Okay, we know somebody born in 422.
She's going to be 65.
Going to be 65. Well, that's what it is. It's your birthday. It's coming soon.
It's coming.
It's coming.
Okay. Jeez. So who in your background?
Not amused with me.
who in your background? Now, be liberal in your interpretation, but who in your background would have had a barn or a big place where they put their tools, some kind of shed? There might have been some farm. Anything in your way?
My Well, my sister, I had a friend, and I introduced, he wasn't for me because he was too much of a homebody, and I introduced him to my sister, and they got married, and they bought 500 acres, and he has a big shed, and yeah. And
okay,
we're good
so
friends.
Now,
he's always helping me.
So, got it. So to trace this all through, what's your sister's date?
Her name's Deborah.
No, her birth date. Her birth date. Not her
oh,
name.
Her birthday. When is it? November 3rd,
1951. 11/3/1951. 4/14. She's a 20.
1/3.
Huh?
21.
15. Yeah, 21/3.
21/3. And there's a 4 element in there. They both have D's in their name. So now, did your sister ever have any kind of health scare where she had to go to the doctor, she had a health scare, it's over, but during the time it was kind of alarming? Did anything ever like that happen?
No, but I did when I was at her house. Yeah.
Oh, you did.
Yeah,
okay,
did
so switch. Okay, same vehicle, we're just switching seats. You're the one. What happened with you?
I had a psychotic break. And
psychotic?
So, yeah.
What do you mean you had it? What happened?
Well, I had to be hospitalized for 2 weeks and just completely lost it. Didn't know who I was or anything. And yeah.
What did they attribute it to?
Well, I have to take medicine for schizophrenia. I was diagnosed schizophrenic when I was 21 years old, and I was off the medicine. So
that's
the thing is, it's attached to 22. If you get off the medicine, antipsychotic drugs, it can trigger a psychotic break, and that's what happened.
Okay. So your schizophrenia, did you have a traumatic upbringing? Any? You don't have to share it in detail.
Yeah.
Any abuse? Was there abuse?
A lot of emotional, and I kind of raised myself amongst 7 other siblings, and my parents were always fighting and always being put down, and I never could go to someone for advice or never could express my feelings, and it was pretty traumatic.
I grasp things real quickly, so I don't mean to interrupt you, but when I hear enough, then I have to move forward because of the time element. Did you ever do any art therapy?
No.
Okay. Who paints in the family? Whoever painted a picture, I don't care who you find, just somebody who
painted. My brother's wife. She's very good.
She is? And she paints pictures and frames them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So this is a family dynamic. What you've got, what you're looking for is occurring somewhere around Easter. You're going to be getting a pleasant surprise around Easter. I don't know what it is yet. I'm only telling you that in the investigation of looking psychically, we're detectives. We look at things psychically. Mm-hmm. We pick up clues that don't always seem to make sense, but to a detective such as we are, psychically, it makes sense to us because we start to build a picture. Then I start to draw some conclusions on my behalf. And I'm thinking, okay, now I'm seeing Easter. I'm seeing like the big rabbit, you know, like Harvey, like a big rabbit. And I'm seeing like Easter eggs, that the kind that are ornamental, and you look in them and there's designs, you know, they're not really eggs, but they look like eggs and they're all designed and everything, like the Russian eggs and stuff like that. Is there any Russian background in your family?
No, just German, Polish, Irish, and English.
Polish, well, that's
well, Polish
we're getting into
fit.
The...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Kind of, yeah, right.
Okay, I'm going to ask a few other quick questions. Do you, you know, some adults do it, and there's nothing wrong with it, but do you have any, like, stuffed animals in your home, anything you kept, anything you have just for conversation piece?
No, I've got a little Ladro angel that I have, but other than that, I don't keep stuffed toys. I never had them when I was little.
Got it. Do you live in a home or apartment?
Apartment.
Is there a second bedroom there?
No, it's just one bedroom.
Okay, where? back to your home real quick. Your house. How many bedrooms when you grew up?
A one bedroom. Yeah. One bedroom.
In the whole house?
Well, yeah, it's an apartment, one bedroom apartment.
When you were growing up,
there's a living room and a dining room and a kitchen. There's a living room, dining room, and kitchen and bathroom.
No, no. When you were growing up as a kid.
Oh, there were three bedrooms.
Yeah. Okay. Now, which one of your siblings would have had stuffed animals?
Probably my sister Desiree. She's 10 years younger.
Okay, there's all these D's going on.
Well, they probably were all named.
They're all D. All the D names are D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Siblings. I mean, they.
I know.
Some,
I know,
you know.
But there's a comic. There's something else buzzing around. Did anyone? Oh boy, these are strange questions today. Anyone ever have a bad reaction to an insect bite? I know it's weird sounding. Question.
My brother did. Yeah.
What happened?
My brother Danny. Well, he had a bee sting or something, and it was bad. And I remember my mom taking him to the hospital, but then he was okay. I mean, they had to do something, but.
What you're waiting for is something of good expectations.
Yep.
Dickens, Great Expectations. There's something, I don't know what it is. It's going to come around Easter, and it's something about good news. I don't know what it is yet. I don't know.
Which is
but
the day
but I'm telling you
before
from the
her
vibration.
Birthday, I think. Easter's the day before her birthday. 421 is Easter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that from the validations we're getting, mm-hmm. we validate feelings you're getting. You're not being schizophrenic here. You're getting something. And mm-hmm. and I'm validating it myself. The feeling is something good. But
yeah.
I quite don't know what it is, but I do see some like photography and photographs. I don't know literally what that means yet. What do you do for a living?
She doesn't work.
Well, I don't work, but I do kind of work. I take care of the elderly once in a while, and then I follow leads for my brother's roofing company on the phone, and then he gives me so much for each one I get. So that's good.
Okay. Well, something, and what's your hobby in life? What do you enjoy doing?
I enjoy reading, walking on the beach, going to the gym. I'm a swimmer. I swim
okay,
every day
quick,
for
quick,
an
quick,
hour.
Quick. Give me one example of what do you read? What kind of work?
I read nonfiction, mm-hmm. like about intuitiveness. You know, I'm trying to really, really get good at that. And
self-improvement and spirituality.
Things, mediumship, things like that. That's what I like.
Okay, so here's what I want you to do prior to this event coming up in Easter. I want you to investigate the mystical elements of water. Go online and find out mystically
okay.
how water is incorporated in the world of psychic energy. Water. I want you to study water.
Walking on water.
Yeah.
Okay. All
okay.
right. All right,
that.
Donna. Well,
you
happy
do that.
Yeah, thank
start
you.
There and then get back to it.
Thank
happy
you.
Birthday.
I'll keep you posted because, yeah, something's coming in and you just validated it and that was wonderful and I so appreciate that. And I'll let you know because I'm really expecting something grand. I'll let you know.
Okay.
Thank you so
and
much.
In the meantime, go to water. Just look how water plays
mystical
a part.
Mystical water, yeah.
Are you near the water? Don't you live near the water?
Oh, I'm like 3 minutes from the beach.
Right, so that's perfect.
Well,
right
you might
on the
even,
water.
I walk
you might
on the beach
wanna,
every day. I walk in the water. I walk in the water
well,
every day.
You might want to get a little bit of a cup and get some ocean water and take it home.
Oh, okay.
Just do that. We need to get you around water, and that might be also a physical way of doing it. And if it starts to smell or something, get rid of it. But just keep it there for a while.
Okay. And then
okay,
I swim
Donna.
Every day for an hour. Yeah,
well,
thank
but
you.
I think the element of bringing the water home, aside from you being just in the water at the beach, is what you were talking about, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll do that
important.
Today, Neil. I'll do that today. I'll do that.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you
Bye.
So much.
Okay. 856, I think, is this going to be it today. Hi, 856.
How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Doing good. I'm getting over a cold, but I'm doing good. Whatever you guys got for me today, message or whatever it is, doing
it's
a lot.
It's Rosaria, right? This is a different phone number.
Because I had issues with phone numbers.
I'm sorry?
I had issues with the home line.
Oh, okay. She's 1231-74. She just talked to us, like, I don't know. I think last show we did.
Some changes in, I don't know if I'm picking up the right thing or if I'm doing the right thing.
Well, what do you mean? Would you have a specific question?
Like work-wise and personal life, everything.
Well, what did we tell you last time?
There's
something about a relationship coming, but it wasn't, and it was the train station, right? Well, it was supposed to be
right.
A bus station, but it then transformed when you said you took trains in the past and things like that, and there was Italy, blah, blah, blah. So
right.
A relationship's coming. That was the communication last week, but we're not sure from where at
something,
this point.
Just something about the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, I don't know. And then you're wondering about career. Didn't you just change jobs?
Yeah, starting it tomorrow and want something different now. I don't know. Something, you know what I mean? Now I want to go back to Italy with no money.
Yeah, not a good place to be.
Well, you want to go back to Italy, you don't have any money. You know, you're depressed.
Right.
You're depressed. You have a depression. You have a kind of a mild depression, maybe a little bit deeper than mild, and you're just not happy. So, you know, a trip to Italy would be nice. It's not realistic.
Well, she worked in Italy though. So is it possible that you could get work in Italy again?
Yeah, well, for the class I have, I can get that. And actually, I'm applying for other things. I'm with my old background too now, so I can do both. So I'm trying both right now.
Are you single? Are you single?
Right now, I am. Yes.
Are you? Would it excite you to have somebody in your life?
Yes.
That's where I'm going here, at least for the moment. It's not that we need people to make ourselves feel better, but you're going to be better off with a soulmate.
Well, that's why she was asking about a relationship, I think, last show.
Oh, she did?
That's what she was asking about, yeah. And then the train station or the bus station came in.
Okay.
And she
said, I don't ride buses.
Don't worry about, you don't need to do anything about this question. You don't need to do anything. But do you like to dance?
Kind of, sort of.
Well, what I want you to do in an exercise is visualize, watch scenes on the, do you have an internet, a computer?
Yes.
All I want you to do is watch scenes of people dancing. Fred Astaire, Gene Kelly, you know, I mean, other people too. It doesn't matter. Watch scenes of people dancing. Just watch it. 10 minutes. Maybe every day, just watch these scenes wherever you want to go on the internet of people dancing in any way, shape, or form.
You forgot Vern and Irene Castle.
Yeah, and they just did this thing on Bob Fosse and what's her name? Ah, damn it, the one from Damn Yankees. But they have a PBS special going on about them or something. But Gwen Verdon. But you watch people dancing, okay? Not a big thing we're asking. We're trying to help you. Why? Because in the strange world of psychic energy, the theory is by you watching that, my guess is somewhere a man's going to come into your life. It's going to be one of those magical connections that when you do something else happens.
So she's staying out at bus stations and watch dancing. Well, that's what we told her last show.
What did we say?
That, well, being around a train station, there might be someone somehow that comes, and then the Grand Canyon came in.
We got
you
on a wild goose chase, but
yeah.
So what? It doesn't matter. doesn't matter. These optic things. Just right now, forget the train station. Right now, go to the dancing thing. Watch that. Because our goal is to is that you call up, you go, I met a guy. And it seems pretty nice. That's our goal. Because I think you have a mild depression. And I think you're lacking a soulmate.
Right. That's what I'm looking for. And the one okay. that I'm interested in, he's near the train station, and he goes to a bar at the train station, too. So it's like,
what?
Get that one.
Oh, well, that, I mean, she didn't mention this. She says that the person she's interested in is lives near, he lives near a train station, you're saying?
Not too far, but he goes to the bar at the train station. There's a bar there.
He goes to the bar at the train station. And the train station, the right. bus station was coming
oh,
in, and then
okay.
it transforms to a train station.
In Italy, yeah.
Why didn't you tell us that before?
It's in Italy, too, so.
Oh, it's in Italy. It's in Italy. And why, I mean, is it just, I'm guessing there's more than just the long-distance nature of the relationship that's causing you not to be with him.
If he communicates, what? Yeah. If he communicates.
Well, we got to bring somebody in closer because
well, yeah,
too
and if he's not, you know.
Pole. We got to bring something in closer to
if he's not communicative, then that's not going to be a
so,
good
So, you know, do you have, where's your closest train station?
About a mile away.
Oh, well, that's close. Maybe you can, have you walked through there since we've spoken?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, walk through there a little bit, watch some things about dancing. Our goal is to find you a soulmate closer to you than the guy in Italy. And maybe before summer, we help you to find a soulmate.
Cool.
Okay?
Don't
forget
so.
That. Because this is, you know, in the world of being a psychic, if you're trying to get psychics to help you, there's never a guarantee, but there is some reality level that seems to be very effective with good psychic work. It can work. So do those things. Keep in touch with us. And let's see what goes on.
All right. I will. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Take care. And keep us posted. All right, so we have about 3 minutes left in the show.
Really?
Yes, really.
Well, you know, I mean, the entry into the astral world, it can be very difficult because
yeah.
what you do before you go to bed is you start to prepare yourself.
Or you don't, which can lead to difficulties in the astral realm. If you don't prepare yourself, then it can be problematic.
It can be. I mean, you're just kind of going out there. But if you're consciously aware that your body's going to slip, your astral body's going to slip out of your physical body, and you're going to be traveling around, it's best to, before you go to bed or while you're getting ready to go to bed, while you're sleeping, kind of getting prepared, is to visualize a very protective energy shield around your astral body, like a white blanket that you can almost see through, but in the astral world, it forms protection.
Like a mist, a layer of mist.
Like a layer of mist. And then, it sounds silly, but ask for angels and guides and good spirits to meet you as you exit. That's what we call entry. You're exiting the physical body and entering the astral realm. So there's an exit first, it's got to be, and then there's an entrance. And at that entrance, all things can happen. You don't know. That's why it's wise to check out water before you jump in it. You don't know what's there. There could be bad spirits, good spirits, your spiritual guide. There could be a demon. There could be all kinds of stuff. So back in the primitive days, cavemen just didn't walk out of their cave. They sniffed the air. They made sure there was no saber-toothed tigers because dinosaurs didn't live exactly with cavemen, but saber-toothed tigers did. And you just didn't walk out. You had to check. When we walk out of our home, when we pull out of a parking spot, we check the environment. Well, you have to check the environment when you leave the physical body to the astral realm. And because you're not totally awake, you've got to prepare your astral body for that exit. So you start feeding information to your astral body that you need to be cautious upon exit. Also, upon getting back into the body, that's why you have the people get all transfixed and they can't move. and they feel like there's something hovering over their head. Those are two elements of coming back in. You're exiting the astral realm, now entering the physical realm. And there's always elements that are around you, sometimes good, sometimes bad, but they're there. And the key to feeling transfixed when you're waking up and you feel something around you, exhale through, out of your mouth, exhale, blow. And that seems to dissipate any bad, evil, dark, obnoxious spirits. They'll leave you. That's a simple hint to do when you experience those things. But we're not even touching the subject really here.
Well, a new topic on Friday.
Yeah.
We can continue this discussion, hopefully, on Friday when we're back on the air at 9 a.m., 12 p.m. Eastern. Okay, 9 a.m. Pacific, that is. We hope you join us then, callers. Thanks.